to Mishnah 10, Kol Shu Besoich Beis Rova. So each of these squares that we mentioned in the last Mishnah, Oile B'midas Beis Rova, will be included in the measurement of a Beis Rova. Achila Sagefin Vakever Vasele, even if it's got these blank squares, so even if they've got in them a van, a grave, a rock, any of these things will be included as if it was a blank. You'll still look at it as a blank, meaning that if there was like a grave in there, in that blank square, so that's still considered a blank square, then you could still plant on the one side one thing and on the other side another thing. Tvur, and these squares, these 24 square meter squares that we're talking about, that's with grain. Beis Rova, that's the 24 square meters. Yarak b'yarak, when it comes to vegetables, then shisha tvachim, they have to be spaced apart much less, 6 hand breadths. Vegetables, the space between them you need is less. Tvur b'yarak, if you've got vegetables and grain, yarak b'tvur, so Beis Rova, then you, according to the first opinion, you need the big squares again, because some of them are grain. Rabbi Lezer Omer, he says, Yarak Batur, Shisha Tvachim. He says, no, then you use the smaller measurement of 6 hand breadths.